This week, American Jewish World Service's Devar Tzedek takes the form of an experimental interactive text study available online at www.ajws.org/Devar Tzedek. Please enjoy the following repeat broadcast of a previous year's Devar Tzedek podcast. Please join us again next week when we return to our regular format.
Welcome to the Devar Tzedek, the weekly Torah commentaries of American Jewish World Service.
This is Parshat Tzav, a poem by Abraham Joshua Heschel. When I wash myself with water, I shudder, thinking, this is the sweat of millions of laborers. Streetwalkers are my bastard sisters, and sinister criminals, souls. Perhaps transmigrated for me. Concerning those murdered, I think that I encouraged the assassin. Perhaps I insulted the disgraced people in my town. Something in me confesses I'm guilty 1,000 times for your distress. I want to throw my head at your doorsteps, prisons, hospitals, and beg forgiveness. Guilt is assumed to be part and parcel of the modern Jewish experience. We laugh about our tribe's overdeveloped sense of shame. There are countless jokes about guilt-inducing Jewish mothers and Woody Allen films featuring neurotic Jewish sons. In this poem, however, guilt is no laughing matter. In scene after scene of injustice, Abraham Joshua Heschel confronts excruciating examples of personal responsibility. He seeks to confess and beg forgiveness. But to whom? How? His guilt produces an existential anxiety that tortures him, but provides little benefit to his perceived victims. In Parshat Tzav, guilt feelings are transformed into actions, bringing healing. The ritual of the guilt offering, Asham, is straightforward. One who suspects or knows that he is guilty of wrongdoing, either by commission or omission, brings a ram without blemish to a priest at the altar. Sections of the animal are burnt and turned into smoke, while other sections are set aside to be cooked and eaten by the priests. Offering this sacrifice, a person's guilt is made publicly manifest and is then absolved. The ancient system of sacrifice offered a ritual of coming together for the community. Rather than worry and isolation about acts committed and omitted, the individual was able to articulate the wrong and bring a symbol of contrition. Amorphous feelings of guilt were brought out of one's internal world and were transformed into concrete objects in a shared communal experience. While our modern sense of guilt connotes angst, shoulds that stay inside of us to no good purpose, the ancient guilt offering went out and away and nourished the priests. Of course, the ancient ways are not available to us now. Instead of offering animals in the sacrificial system, Jews offer prayers to God. Though I don't advocate a return to temple ritual, I can't help feeling that something's been lost in the transition from the tangible, sensory experience of smoke, fire, and flesh to the post-temple offerings of syllables. The word sacrifice in Hebrew is korban. Its root denotes closeness and intimacy. Sacrifices, seen as a system of visceral interactions and sacred meals, didn't just bring worshippers closer to God. They brought the community members into contact with one another. Perhaps that is what this system of sacrifice, or getting close, is trying to achieve. It insists that coming nearer to God means connecting more deeply with each other. In his poem, Abraham Joshua Heschel wants to confess his guilt. I'm guilty 1,000 times for your distress. He wrote these words in Yiddish as a student in pre-Holocaust Europe. Years later, teaching in America, Heschel moved from expressing feelings of personal guilt to a call for active response. He writes, "It is important to feel anxiety. It is sinful to wallow in despair. What we need is a total mobilization of the heart, intelligence, and wealth for the purpose of love and justice. Like the young Heschel, we can witness the myriad problems on our neighborhood streets, around our city blocks, and throughout the world, and see only our guilt. The model of the ancient Asham encourages us to transform those interior feelings into communal acts of love and justice. Isolated, we see our inadequacy, shame. Getting closer to one another and community action and advocacy, we approach healing."
Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.